If you watched the NAACP Image Awards over the weekend, mm-hmm. you found out that the chief financial officer of the University of Phoenix is a black man named Byron Jones, who graduated from Tuskegee. What up, homie?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Wow. University of Phoenix. What's the enrollment?
Tom, we have over 200,000 students enrolled at the university. And here's another important fact, Tom. 25% of those students are black, and we're really proud of that stat or that fact. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
25%.
25%
of all of the students enrolled in the University of Phoenix are African American.
Yes, sir. And more importantly, these are working adults in our communities today. And we're really proud of that because, you know, we're here to help enrich their educational experience so they can have that impact on their families and their communities.
How long you been the CFO?
Well, Tom, I've been at the university for 19 months now, which is, you know, we're here to shake it up some. The university has always had its mission around its students, but now we want to concentrate on the community. And there's some initiatives that we have at the university that we think will benefit our communities greatly. And one of them I'd like to speak about today, if we could.
What's that?
Well, let's talk about education. Let's talk about, you know, kind of how we want to utilize our students and how they can impact our communities. And, Tom, and I just want to throw one quick fact at you. 50 million students are in our K-12 system today, and which is great. The issue we have is that we need better representation in the classroom for black teachers.
You mean male teachers?
Male teachers.
Yes.
You know, Tom, right now only 2% of our teachers are black males. So at the University of Phoenix, we have one of the largest education schools in the country. So why not be able to leverage the importance of our school of education in our community? That's why, Tom, we're doing 40 full tuition scholarships for students.
Oh, yeah? How do you apply?
Well, yeah, all you have to do is go to phoenix.edu/dream.
Uh-huh.
phoenix.edu/dream. And one of the key components of the application is to understand your involvement in the community. That's part of the application process. You have to do an essay mm-hmm. related to that. So, you know, we really do want to address this head on. You know, we've seen the stats. We've lived, you know, all your listeners know the stats of what's going on in our community schools, and we want to help impact that in a positive manner at the University of Phoenix.
When y'all going to get a football team, basketball team? When y'all going to get some fraternity stepping, step shows, sororities? What the thing wrong with y'all, man?
You got that many people, man. Y'all can put a band together, at least a three-piece or something. Come on.
You got 25% of 250,000 people enrolled are black, and you don't have a step show. You don't have a basketball team, a marching band. What is wrong with y'all?
You know, Tom, the great thing about our enrollment, some of those students may have already graduated from HBCU, so we got our own internal marching band and step show going on. So,
yeah.
You know, so what we're going to use is that we're going to use those resources, and we're going to put them in the classroom to make sure our students are successful. That's how we roll at University of Phoenix.
All right, Byron.
All right.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Representing Tuskegee.